The US Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, this weekend concluded a tour of four nations in Africa. Leavitt's final stop was in the South African capital, where he met government officials who presented the country's new plan to fight AIDS. The plan makes reducing the number of new HIV infections one of its main targets and aims to extend treatment to 80% of those with AIDS by 2011. Editor of South Africa's largest Catholic weekly newspaper, The Southern Cross, Gunter Simmermacher, says implementing the plan is easier said than done.
The AIDS plan is basically to reduce new infections and to extend treatment to 80% of people living with HIV by 2011. And the problem with the plan is that there should have been such a plan many years ago to avoid the situation as the one that we are facing now here in South Africa. And there's also no clarity as to exactly how the government will go about reducing the incidence of HIV/AIDS when there remains a reluctance of addressing the various factors that contribute to the spread of the pandemic. And these would include poverty, of course, and also a patriarchal culture, which often denies women their sexual sovereignty.